there has been some financial problems at the National Office of the American Friends Service Committee, and as a consequence, a number of offices around the country and a number of staff are being shut down and laid off. And unfortunately, that includes our Western Massachusetts program.
And how many people will that impact there?
The best that I can tell, it's about 20 people and maybe a dozen offices around the country.
But specifically in Western Massachusetts, how many?
In Western Massachusetts, it's always been just one staff person, whether it's been Francis Crowe, who founded the office, or Joe Comerford, who was director for a while. We've always had one staff person. It surprises a lot of people to realize that we only have one staff person, but that's it. The office is being closed, and I will be going along with it.
How? Tell me about the a little background about the American Friends Service Committee. It's an organization founded by the Quakers, correct?
Yes. So the American Friends Service Committee was founded by Quakers in 1917 around conscientious objection in World War One, peace and nonviolence and anti-war organizing has always been at the core of AFSC. And one of the reasons why we actually won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1947. In 1968, in Western Massachusetts, Francis Crowe, who's the preeminent activist around here and certainly the oldest activist around here, founded our office in her basement, as a matter of fact, in Northampton. And that's been the legacy of AFSC. The centennial of the American Friends Service Committee as a national organization is now 2017, and next year would have been the Western Massachusetts 50th year of their office.
Founded, as you said, by Francis Crowe during the Vietnam War.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about how the chapter started in Northampton and how it's kind of evolved over the last 50 years or so.
Sure. I mean, it started as a all-volunteer effort in 1968 by Frances when she was counseling young men who were slated to go off to fight in Vietnam. And so for the first decade, at least, that's all the office was about, was draft counseling and talking to you young men who were going to be drafted and may not want to be drafted. And her work expanded after the Vietnam War to include things like the Sane Freeze activism that involved nuclear weapons and pushing back against nuclear weapons and also nuclear power. That was, I think, the biggest part of the activism of the office in the 1980s, the late 70s and 1980s. But it also expanded to do work around U.S. intervention in Latin America in the 1980s, and much more broadly, an anti-war, pro-peace organization. It started with this narrow focus around draft counseling in Vietnam, but it really began to blossom into sort of a general social justice office, in a general peace and peace-building office, and that's sort of the office that we have here today is an office that doesn't just focus on one thing, but a range of issues, but all grounded in the testimony of peace.
And although the office is going to close and you are going to lose the identity as a chapter of the American Friends Service Committee, I understand there are plans to keep the activism going.
Yes. So the board of AFSC, the local board here, made a decision that despite the financial problems of Philadelphia, where our national headquarters, that they feel that the work is necessary and actually more necessary than ever. And just on a personal note, I have to say that since November, I've been busier now than I have been since the entire almost 9 years that I've been here at the office. And so it's not due to any shortage of work, and it's certainly not due to any lack of support from the community. So we're going to try to go it alone without the national office. And we're trying to right now make sure that we have the financial support to keep going. And that's why we've put out a website and an address and an email address and just a call for people to pledge to demonstrate that they too want to see the work of the office continue.
And so what is that? What is that website? Where can people go for more information about this?
Sure. For a statement from the current AFSC board and a place to make pledges, people can go to www.pvpeacecenter.org. It's sort of temporarily named the Pioneer Valley Peace Center, pvpeacecenter.org. And people can send us an email at contact@pvpeacecenter.org. The name is not etched in stone yet, but we're just trying to identify that we have the support to continue and to maintain an organization that does the work that AFSC does and has been doing for nearly the last 50 years.
And when will the support from the national organization end?
The national office is going to be closing down our Western Massachusetts office at the end of September. So September 30th, 2017 is our end date. My board is looking to continue the work, and we've set a deadline of the end of July to reach the milestone of, you know, $75,000 in order to launch when the AFSC office does close.
How far along are you?
At this point, we're almost halfway there, and so it's actually been a pretty surprisingly good start. But we do have a lot of work to do, and a lot of people to talk to, and a lot of fundraising to do, and grants and foundations and all of that stuff. So I'm not pessimistic. I'm not optimistic. I think that we can certainly do it. It's just a matter of doing the outreach and having all of the folks in the community that have supported the office before continue that support to a new venture.